Dallas Bar Bait, Mishnah Bait, Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer, Ha'aycho, Aycho, Risha, Risha, Aycho, Shani, Shani, Aycho, Shlishi, Shlishi. Rabbi Eliezer said, somebody who was taught, who eats Aycho and Tmeim, which were a Risha, and he himself becomes a Risha. And if he touches Chulin or Truma, it would become a Shani. And if somebody eats Aycho, which are a Shani food, which is Tamein, it's a Shani, he himself would become a Shani. And if he eats Truma, which is a Shlishi, he himself would become a Shlishi. As Chulin, non-Truma cannot become a Shlishi, only Truma could become a Shlishi. As Rabbanu were good, that somebody eat the Chati Prats, to Beitim, according to some Rishonim, or Beit HaHav, according to other Rishonim, he becomes Tamein as far as Truma is concerned. If he would touch Truma, or eat Truma, the Truma would become Tamein. And Rabbanu were good, that since sometimes the person would eat Eichlin Tmei, and while the Eichlin is still in his mouth, he would drink Mashkin, which are Truma. He would drink liquid, which are Truma. And if the Eichlin that he put in his mouth is the size of a bear, it would be Mitami, the Mashkin, or Truma. So the Rabbanu were afraid that somebody would do that, because the Rabbanu said, somebody who eats Eichlin Tmei would become Tamei. But only if he eats a half a prak, two basin, or a basin and a half, would he become Tamei as far as Truma is concerned. Now, even though the Rabbanu should have been geyser that even if he eats only a bear, his Tamei as far as Truma is concerned, since we're afraid that after he eats Eichlin Tmei, he would drink Mashkin of Truma. But it's not usual for somebody to drink Mashkin until he eats a chati prat, two basin, or a basin and a half. So therefore, the Rabbanu were only geyser that somebody who eats a bay and a half, or two basin of Eichlin Tmei, he is Tamei as far as Truma is concerned. If he touches Truma or eats Truma, the Truma would become Tamei. So therefore, we no longer have to be afraid that somebody would eat Eichlin Tmei and subsequently drink Mashkin of Truma, as once he eats Eichlin Tmei, he would be Tamei for Truma. He would be Matamei, the Truma he can't touch or eat Truma afterwards. Rabbi Shua, I'm here. Ha'aycho, aycho, Rishon, v'aycho, Sheni, Sheni. Rabbi Shua said, whether the person ate Eichlin, which are a Rishon, or a Sheni himself, would only be a Sheni. Rabbi Shua is not as stringent as Rabbi Eliezer, or the coin to Rabbi Eliezer. The person ate Eichlin, which are a Rishon, the person himself would become a Rishon. According to Rabbi Shua, whether you ate a Rishon or a Sheni, you only become a Sheni, and if after eating two basin or basin and a half of Eichlin, Tmeim, you would go ahead and touch Truma or eat Truma, the Truma would become a Shlishi, the Truma would be possible. Shlishi, Sheni l'kodesh, v'lo Sheni l'truma. If the person would eat Eichlin, which are a Shlishi, then he would be a Sheni as far as Kachim is concerned. If he would subsequently touch Kachim, the Kachim would become a Shlishi, but he would not be a Sheni as far as Truma is concerned. And since he ate only a Shlishi, he himself would become a Shlishi, not a Sheni as far as Truma is concerned. So therefore, he cannot pass a Truma just by touching it. If Truma cannot become a Ravi, the most Truma could become is a Shlishi. And he himself is a Shlishi and cannot pass the Truma by touching it. But he would not be allowed to eat Truma. And since he is a Shlishi, he cannot eat Truma, but he would not pass it by touching it. Now, that which the Mishnah said, that he is considered a Shani as far as Kodesh is concerned. The explanation being that Kodesh is more Chomer than Truma. And even though what he ate is a Shlishi, since it wasn't specifically guarded for the intention to be used for Kodesh will be treated as if he ate a Rishon. So therefore, since we're treating it as a Rishon, and Rabbi Shua holds, somebody who eats a Rishon becomes a Sheni. So therefore, he is a Sheni as far as Kodesh is concerned, and if he touches Kodesh, he makes a Kodesh into a Shlishon. The Chulin Shanasu, Litaris Truma. The Mishnah explained, the Eichlin Tmei that he ate was Chulin that was treated Litaris Truma. It was Chulin that was treated as if it was Truma. That Eichlin Tmei that we said, that if he eats a Rishon or a Sheni, he becomes a Sheni, and if he eats a Shlishi, he becomes a Sheni for Kodesh, and he becomes a Shlishi for Truma. We're talking about where he ate Chulin that was treated as if it was Truma. The reason why the Mishnah said that he ate Chulin that was treated as if it was Truma is because the Mishnah said that if he eats a Shlishi, he becomes a Sheni for Kodesh, and a Shlishi for Truma. And the Mishnah is bothered by this question. How is it possible that he ate a Shlishi? Chulin cannot become a Shlishi. Chulin can only become up to a Sheni. Only Truma could become a Shlishi. So the Mishnah explained that the Chulin that he ate was treated as if it was Truma. So since it was treated the Tara as Truma, it could become a Shlishi. And that explained how it's possible to eat Chulin. That was a Shlishi. Chulin, which is a Rishon, it became Tamei. From an Avet Tumah, it became a Rishon. That Chulin is considered Tamei. And if it comes into contact with Truma, it would be a Tamei, the Truma. The Truma would become a Sheni. Hasheni, Paiso, Vilometam. If you have Chulin, which is Tamei, but it's not a Rishon, it's only a Sheni. If it would come into contact with Truma, the Truma would become Paiso, but would not become Tamei. And the Sheni that comes into contact with Truma would make the Truma into a Shlishi. And that Truma is considered Paiso, but not Tamei. And since that Truma, if it comes into contact with other Truma, would not Paiso the other Truma.
that tumor can only become up to a cc. It can't become a revi. So therefore, the tumor that the shlishi is considered possible not coming. Right? Shlishi nechal benazid adem. If the chulin is tummy, but it's only a shlishi, in such a case, not only if it came into contact with tumor, but it's not possible with tumor, but it could even be cooked in the same pot together with tumor and be eaten all together. A tumor cannot become tummy or puzzle from a shlishi, as tumor can only become up to a shlishi. It can't become a revi, so therefore this chulin, which is a shlishi, can be cooked together in the same pot with truma. Now, even though normally chulin, non-truma, cannot become a shlishi, as chulin can only become up to a sheni. But we're talking about over here where the chulin was not the ataris truma, it was treated as if it was truma, so therefore it became a shlishi, but it cannot pass through the truma, so therefore it could be cooked in the same pot as truma. Now, the misfortune explained that we're talking about where there's only a little bit of this chulin, which is the shlishi, in the pot together with the truma. There's less than a kazayas that day achila is prop. Meaning to say that in every four basim of the truma, or three basim according to other rishonim, there's less than a kazayas that this chulin, which is a shlishi. Since there's so little chulin in this truma, it takes longer than achila's prop to eat the kazayas, so it's as if you didn't eat the chulin at all. And the reason why the Mephoshim explained there has to be less than a kazayas that day achila's prop is because the din is, like we had previously, that somebody who eats chulin, which is a shlishi, himself becomes a shlishi. And even though it would be mutter for him to touch truma, but he wouldn't be allowed to eat truma. So since somebody who eats chulin, which is a shlishi, is not allowed to eat truma, how can you cook this chulin, which is a shlishi, together with truma? So therefore, the Mephoshim explained, since there's so little chulin that's a shlishi inside this pot, he doesn't have a din of somebody who's eating chulin, since it takes him longer than achila's prop to eat one kazayas of this chulin, so therefore he does not become possible to eat truma. He would be allowed in this case to eat the chulin together with the truma.